Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. The Red Sox, that is, who survived a game last night to live another day, and what a day it's going to be. Today, Major League Baseball's regular season comes to an end. The St. Louis Cardinals, Atlanta Braves, Boston Red Sox, and Tampa Bay Rays all vying for a playoff spot, all tied in the wild card standings, which is why it's so great that we have the Boston Globe's Bob Ryan with us. Bob, welcome.
Hi, Robin.
Okay, so help us with this. All four of the finalists will be playing four other teams, of course. The Cardinals and Braves competing for the National League wild card, the Red Sox and Tampa Bay Rays fighting over the American League wild card. What can happen tonight?
All right, here's all the ifs, ands, and buts. First of all, the logistics of it all.
Okay.
The Red Sox, and they're all tied. So the Red Sox and Tampa Bay, if either team wins while the other loses, that team is the champion.
Okay.
I mean, they're the wild card victor, and they will then advance. If they both win, then they or both lose, there will be a playoff game at 4:07 Eastern time tomorrow in the Trop at Tampa and St. Petersburg, Florida, tomorrow. The Cardinals situation, they're tied as well. And so if they wind up in a tie, obviously the winner, if they each with the same scenario, but if they were to tie, the game would be Atlanta at St. Louis tomorrow afternoon. Then the winners would advance on Friday for the first round of the playoffs. The Red Sox contingency, very simple. They were both contingencies. The flip side of all this is that Detroit and Texas are vying for the better record. Texas has a one-game advantage. If they win, then the game that will be Friday in Texas. If Detroit and Texas wind up in a tie, Detroit has a tiebreaker, and the game in Friday would be in Detroit. I hope you've got all that down.
You know, I have a whiteboard. I'm lost.
All right.
Well, let's start with the Red Sox because, you know, Brian McGorry, one of your colleagues at the Boston Globe, says, no one here in Boston really cares about this Red Sox team because it was so darn expensive. It's like the Yankees, you know, and maybe that's why they choked so badly this past month, as they almost did last night against the Baltimore Orioles, until this, you know, rookie catcher steps in, and I say, who he? So first of all, who's this Ryan LaVarnway?
Ryan LaVarnway is, in fact, one of the most known and prized prospects in all of baseball. He was he had a great year in Pawtucket. He's a slugging catcher, 24 years old, out of Yale, a sixth-round draft pick a couple of years ago. Yes, I said Yale. And he is he holds every slugging record that you can imagine down there in New Haven. He had a tremendous year. He's supposed to be a so-so defensive player, but a good hitter. He was pressed into service out of utter necessity. Jason Varitek was injured on Sunday. Jared Saltalamacchia was injured the night before, and he unable to play, or at least he said he was, although they didn't believe him. And they put the kid in, and the kid came through with two home runs. And next spring, he'll be a very interesting item. So that's who Ryan LaVarnway is. And with regard to my colleague, Balderdash, okay? He and I are friends, but we totally disagree. He's got this half-baked theory. It's all nonsense. People love they love Pedroia, they love Ellsbury, they love Papelbon, and I would refer him, in terms of the big money throwing around, that this team has thrown money around for players that people have totally embraced, i.e. Pedro Martinez Ramirez.
Oh,
sorry,
boy.
Brian, you're all
Look
wet.
What I did here. But we have these other teams we have to talk about. So first of all, we Red Sox fans are going to be in the uncomfortable position of rooting for the Yankees to beat the Tampa Bay Rays and knock them out. What do you think the Rays' chances are?
The Rays' chances of winning this game are in about the 80% range. Ooh. They'll be pitching an excellent pitcher named David Price, though his record doesn't reflect how good he is. He is good, and the Yankees are pitching Mr. X. As of this moment, I do not know who the Yankees starter is. I don't know if they have announced it yet. They will be doing a spring training kind of circumstance. Someone will start and go two or three innings, followed by a bunch of guys named Joe. The Yankee, that's the way it's going to be.
Okay, but I just got to get in the Atlanta Braves up against the mighty Philadelphia Phillies. We here in Boston identifying with the Braves, who have also been sort of, falling. So just who do you think they are?
Well, the Braves have the advantage there because they have an excellent pitcher, Tim Hudson, pitching against Joe Blanton, who's had spent most of the season on the injured list. And the Cardinals have an excellent pitcher from New Hampshire, by the way, named Chris Carpenter, who will be going against a young fellow in Houston. Advantage, both they're going to be playing on Thursday. That one, I'll promise you.
I have no idea what we just did, but I hope it was useful for people. It is so confusing.
All right.
Bob Ryan, sports columnist for the Boston Globe. Next time we'll discuss this whole wild card thing and if it's necessary.
Sure.
Bob, thanks so much.
All right, Robin, take care.